This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Well, welcome to Leicester Fan TV. My name's Phil. We want your views. We want your comments. Welcome to our post-match show. Leicester have just, I would say, convincingly beaten Burnley. It was 4-2. We could have had more. They actually did pretty well, I thought, in the end. They could have, Chris Wood hit the post. Could have been more for them. Could have been more for us. A very entertaining game. We want your views. We want your comments. Please do get them in there. Let me know. Let's get some on there. Chris Buckley agrees. It was a fantastic game. Lewis Cato just goes, boom. What a great game, says Amanda. It really was, Amanda. Really entertaining. Great to watch it. Barnes scores finally, says Moley Graham. Superb, says Ken. Chris saying, apart from JJ, a good performance. I probably agree with you, Chris. I don't think JJ did have his best performance. Ryan is saying we are top of the league. I think we actually are top of the league. I know it's only two games. Carlos says Castagna is amazing. Barnes played well. And that goal by Pratt, thought we'd sign Messi for a minute. Great goal by him. Patrick is saying Man City will thrash us. I find that a bit defeatist, Patrick, after we've just done one, two games on the trot. Rob saying glad we beat them. Keep getting your views and your comments in. As many as I can get in here. Jake says well played today. That's the Leicester we know and love. That was some nice Leicester play there. Again, not sure where Burnley will end up this season. Their fans certainly don't rate their chances. Matty Bond says we're top of the league. Chris saying we're top of the league on goal difference. Luke saying another solid performance. Shame to concede two goals. Brilliant games. If you would click the StreamYard thing to let you get your name up there. What about Pratt's goal, says Rob. I'm going to put in the link in here. If anybody wants to come on and give us your views, there is the link. I've put it into the comments there. People have already joined the link. Let's add in Lox. Let's add in Tom. Let's add in Ross. Let's start with Tom. Tom, what did you think to a very entertaining second half there?
Entertaining, definitely. A bit concerned that we left ourselves open. 3-1, the game's done and dusted for me, but then we give them hope with another poor goal. JJ at the back post again gets caught out. Got to do better than that. Got to put more pressure. You can't be outmuscled that easy in the Premiership. Still young lads, still going to learn that side of the game. And then we went into self-destruct for the next 10 minutes. We gave them so many half chances. I mean, Chris Wood, he hit the post. Vidra should have scored as well. We've got to do better next week against Man City in those areas. At least Johnny Evans will come back in the team.
Yeah, Lox, thanks for joining us. Your views on that? What did you predict, actually, Lox? You weren't far off with your score prediction, really.
4-1, I predicted today. So, you know, not quite there. I did say a Vardy goal as well, and that didn't happen, but... Yeah, I mean, we know how Burnley play. The intensity of their press was just tire, like it was tiring to watch, if I'm honest. What you know, it's just incredible how much they press. But yeah, I think the quality really of the football today, you know, came out on top. Some good performers, obviously, like we've said, James Justin, a couple issues there with the balls coming in. But yeah, I mean, I wanted to say as well, the Belgian trio, we spoke about it before the game and obviously in the West Brom game as well. I mean, I think all three of them were magnificent today.
Yeah, Ross, thanks for joining us. What are your views on the game?
I thought it played fantastic. And do you know what? Well, Barnes man at match, but do you know what? I think had a really, really good game, Mendy. I thought he had a fantastic game. Considering how small he is, he won a few headers. You know, I thought he played really well. And, you know, yeah, take out Justin's goal, you know, cut out a little bit. Again, I keep saying it, Ndidi at centre-back. Two games, two wins. You know, I believe maybe give Johnny Evans a run for his money at the centre-back. You know, when he comes back. Might sound daft, I know, but, you know, before they took the lead, you know, Chris Wood was in and indeed he got back and tackled. I thought Castagna played very well again. I've just seen Pratt's goal replay on BBC. Fantastic goal from Pratt. I don't think anyone had a terrible game. Nobody did. I thought everyone played very well. I think it just goes to show we can score without Vardy. Because everyone's always said, we ain't going to win because Vardy's not in. We just scored four goals and Vardy only contributed to the first one.
Yeah, it's a shame Vardy didn't score because he's my main man in my fantasy dream team. So he's let me down today. Chappers, what did you reckon today?
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. Every player was good. Like Locke said, no one had a bad game. I thought Castagna was brilliant again. He's just jumped into the side and he's just gelled, clicked. It works really well with his Belgium international teammates, doesn't he? He's just fit straight in. But the thing is, he's that good. What's going to happen with Ricardo, lads?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Chappers, to be fair, we had the same discussion where I'm watching it now. We did say Castagna's looking that good at right back. I don't know if the plan with Ricardo, Chappers, is that he's going to play right wing, but then we've just bought a winger. You know, it's left back, which is James Justin, is looking a little bit suspect.
Mm. I don't know. When's he due back? October, mid-October, isn't he, Ricardo?
Yeah, it seems to be taking a while.
Yeah, it's going to... Can Castagna play left-back?
Well, indeed. I'm just going to add in Chris, who I think has joined us. Chris, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Chris, what were your views on today's game?
Absolutely amazing. I actually put a post up this year a couple of minutes ago on the chat saying I'm loving this Leicester team. We're pressing, we're aggressive, we're scoring, and now we're top of the league on goal difference. So it's absolutely brilliant.
Chris, I'm pleased to say that before the season started, I was slightly fearful because we haven't made any signings. And I was like, "Is this good? Are we going to get found out?" But Chris, we do look like we're playing. That was some of the best football I've seen since back halfway through, like November, December last year.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I never doubted Rodgers at all. I was like, if he's not signing, he's seen something in perhaps one of our youth players or something like that, just like he did with Justin. The Soy and Shoe. I was like, Jimmy, if he's not signing, he's seeing something else. And we got Under today as well, so see how he kind of fits into the bill.
Somebody's laughing there. Who's having a chuckle?
No, say that comment. That last comment just then.
That just which one?
I'm going to wash my hands.
Tom, it's nice to see Leicester playing some nice football at times. I know we can't get too carried away, but that was some of the nicer football we've seen in a while, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was the football we were playing last year, high press, passing, quick tempo, passing. What we did, we dropped off to the back end of last season. Today, probably first half of last week, we didn't pass the ball quick enough. Today, I thought we passed the ball really well, 70% possession to 30 in the first half. We caused them all sort of problems. What can you say? It was an all-round, a very good performance today. Yes, there is the weak spots in our team at the moment. I think we can see that. Castagna will go to left-back for me. And if Cassani is at left back and can play that way, he does it left right back as left back, and Ricardo goes back into his wing back role, then God, players against us are going to be scared to look at going up down each side.
Manchester
away
next week.
Yeah, I mean, someone put about Johnny Evans not available. He is available because the League Cup counts as a game. Yes. So he will be back next week for Man City. And, you know, it's going to be probably a tough decision for Rodgers if he drops Mendy or he brings Mendy further up the pitch. I mean, that's a massive call next week because Magic Mendy has been brilliant these first two games.
I can see you, Ross, there. You're going to say...
He shouldn't change the winning side, in my opinion, at the minute, until Ndidi makes any mistakes, you know, like that cost goals or anything. I think he should stay at centre-back. I've said it for a while, even before he went to centre-back in the first place. I've said a few times he should go to centre-back. But can we just talk about how amazing that pass was from Tielemans for the own goal? Class.
That was a Esteban Cambiasso pass, that was.
Absolutely, they're just as nice as these garlic mushrooms I'm having. Absolutely.
Oh. Yeah, Chappers, talk us through Youri Tielemans today again, looking much fitter. More like this player.
Looking fitter, looking much sharper. A lot of work rate as well. He's covered a lot of ground today, alongside Magic Mendy as well. I think he's had a fantastic game. He covered a lot of ground today as well. I think he really helped Ndidi out at the centre back. But going back onto Tielemans, he was an ender, and today he's really shown as well. Just works well with Dennis Pratt as well, because obviously the internationals, you know, is his mate. I'm so excited. The thing is, where do you put James Maddison?
Well, I thought Maddison, I know Maddison, to be fair, I think Maddison came on. I don't think Perez was having the best game ever. Chris, what do you think to Perez today?
Perez?
Not so great.
Yeah. There were times where I thought Perez did well. I still firmly believe he scored the first goal. I still firmly believe that because, like, literally, I was constantly rewinding it and laying that down. I was like, did he clip it?
He looked like he thought he might have done. Locks, which was the best goal today, Dennis Pratt's?
Yeah, 100%. Like someone mentioned there, the Tielemans pass for the own goal was just unbelievable. It reminded me a bit like that Dennis Pratt one last season against Brentford. Yeah. It was unbelievable. Just once again, obviously that trio, you know, the Belgian trio, I think they were magnificent. Just wanted to quickly touch on what Ross is saying, obviously, about Ndidi at centre back. I understand and I get that, you know, we've won two games in that, with that setup, but we are just going to be a better side with Ndidi in midfield and Johnny Evans at the back.
I get your point. They said never change a winning side unless there's injuries.
No.
I still say,
we still need to work on our corners. How many corners did we take today?
I think we had 15. About 15 corners.
15, when was the last time we scored from a corner?
We haven't got. That's why, if you've noticed today, they did play different corners. If you rewatch the corners played, lads, it was short corners along the floor. There was none of this over the top whipped into deep because we haven't got the heads. We haven't got the height or the strength, I don't think, in this side. Not like when we had Maguire here. We haven't got that play. So Brendan has changed it up, lads, if you noticed. He has changed it up. And I think the more we go, I think the better we'll see. But going back onto Perez, lads, if you look at how good Harvey Barnes was on the left side, but then look at Perez, it's nowhere near what we need as a winger. So he's just not a winger. He needs to be pulled out of that position. Yeah. But the problem is, where the hell do you play him? Where do you play him? Because you've already got Maddison. Where the hell do you play Perez? You don't, do you?
No, I think it's a nice problem to have, but I think Perez might be the one who gets moved to a side when under hits his form for us. I'm going to ask you, who was your man of the match today? And then I'm going to ask everybody.
Just come back to Perez. Like, everyone keeps going on about we need to sign players. Like, centre-half's a massive place. We need another centre-half coming in. Striker-wise, Perez is that striker. He looks better when he plays, you know, as a number 10 or up front. He looks a totally different player to them being put out wide and have to beat a man. So probably striker-wise, I think Brendan knows he's got three there with Vardy, Iheanacho and Perez. So he's probably still looking at that centre-half position. Man of the match, it's so tricky, actually. I mean, Castagne had a great game. Barnes Castagne had a great game. It's between the two of them for me. I mean, the BBC gave it to Barnes, I think, in the end. But I think Castagne was so dangerous. I mean, his overall ability. I mean, the other person who would be up there for me was Mendy and Pratt. I mean, it's such a difficult one. But I think Castagne just nicks it in at the end, really, because to come into this league and put in two very solid performances is a tough thing to do. And he's done it in two games.
Lox, who was your man of the match and why?
I would go with Barnes or Tielemans. I don't know. I think I'm saying Tielemans just more because of how nice it is to see him back at this level. We didn't see him anywhere near, you know, that last season compared to his first season on loan with us. So it's great to see him. I know it's only two games, but he did play really well in those two games for Belgium as well. So it's good to see him back at that level. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Tielemans.
Yeah, Chris, how about you?
Castagne, all day long. Because Castagne kind of reminds me of Anthony Knockhart when we had him, in the sense that he's not afraid to take on a defender. He's really not afraid. He's pretty much saying, yeah, come at me. And Knockhart was exactly the same. So it's really good to see that.
So that's Chris is going for Castagne as well. Chappers?
Yeah, same again. Castagne again. Fit straight in, did everything defensively right, but caused mayhem up top, forced an own goal as well. Just everything about the guy. Just I can't believe he's came in from a different side and he's just playing so well. It's unbelievable. It's not even took a 5-minute breather to actually gel in. He's had a phenomenal game in his first game, and second game was even better today.
Thank you, Chappers. Ross, have you had your man of the match?
I'm gonna go with Barnes, and I think Mendy just behind him, because I think Mendy, you know, he's got a lot to prove. He's been at the club since 2016, a replacement for Conte, and obviously now it's just going to show a little bit. So I'm gonna go with Mendy. I'll go with Mendy. I love Barnes, but you don't usually give the credit for Mendy, so I'm gonna go with Mendy.
No, that's good. Good call. I think I'm going to go for Harvey Barnes. I thought that was one of his best games. And Tom is saying that Perez could be a striker waiting. I actually think that Harvey Barnes is going to turn into a striker going forward. The system seems to be dying a little bit, so I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I'm going to let everybody go. Thanks, everybody, for joining the show tonight. I'm going to end up with a few comments. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We seem to be melting the internet down a little bit. So I'm just going to read out some comments and let everybody say thanks to Chris. Thanks for Ross for joining. Thanks, Chappers. Thanks, Tom. And thanks to Lox as well. We'll see the guys later this week, of course. Tom's on the phone. See you later, Tom. Thanks for all the guys for clicking in and joining. And don't forget, we want more and more fans to do this every week. MTS says, been impressed with Mendy. He's improved a lot. Barnes, easily man of the match. I think I'm with you on that, MTS. I do agree that I think Barnes was man of the match. Alan says, Justin was muscled out twice, which both led to goals. Just was a little bit. He's still got stuff to learn. Castagne is like Pereira, the Belgian version, lol, says Michael. Rob saying, hell, we might as well field the Belgium national team. Well, they've obviously got a good connection, those three. They've got a good connection. Cricket Field, and love you to come on. I've put the link in there. I'll put it in if you've got time, but just before we end the show. I've put the link. It's in the comments, mate. Let me put it. I'm going to pop it in there for you to click on if I can get it in. There we go. Doesn't seem to work in Cricket Field, and sorry, mate. Love to get your views on it. I thought your boys played quite well for you lot tonight. Mark saying, don't get carried away too far. Man City next. Hassan saying, defensively, we are so poor. Well, it's going to be interesting. We'll see how we are against Man City next weekend, won't we? So James Hill says, Ben Chilwell, who? Although James Justin was exposed at times. Martin says, Ricardo, best right back at the club. Don't respect his name. I don't think anybody is. I just think that Castagne's had a great game overall. Nick says, great result. Barnes' feet are mesmerising and actually getting on the scoreboard. more to come. Vardy had a good game. What a cracker from Pratt. Mendy also slipping into his role well. JJ at fault for both their goals. Yeah, I think, Nick, you pretty much summed up the game there for everybody. Top of the league, I believe, on goal difference. It's only two games in. Somebody's put in the comments earlier last time we did that. We went on and had a pretty good season in 2015 and 16. Listen, this week, what have we got going on this week? We have got, tomorrow night, I'm back 7:30 with the regular Fan Zone show, so we can pick the bones out of the Burnley win. We can also look forward to Arsenal, which is on Wednesday. Don't forget, on Wednesday, we'll be live before match. Lox is hosting on Wednesday, so Lox will bring you a pre-match show, a half-time show, and a full-time show. Then on Thursday night, we've got Tom with the Fox's Tales show. He's interviewing a player called Nicky Adams. Played for Leicester around season, about 10, 12 years ago. Nicky Adams, anyway. Played for Leicester. Come and get your views with him. Play for us. That'll be a really interesting one. That's Thursday. Then, obviously, we've got the Man City fun next weekend. Aftermath shows, pre-matches and everything. Joanna is saying I'm going to get carried away, top four finish and on to Europe. A couple of weeks ago we were all a little bit jittery, but Joanna sums it up very nicely. Time to get a little bit carried away with a great start to the season. As ever, thanks to all of you who've been watching. Thanks for all your views, all your comments. Join me tomorrow night. We'll get right into tonight's game some more, and we'll look forward to the Carabao Cup on Wednesday. What sort of team will Brendan Rodgers put out for that? Interesting stuff. For now, Leicester are top of the Premier League again. Great time to be a Leicester fan.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Beatney, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.